约翰福音第十七章，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显于他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的都是从你那里来的，因为你所赐给我的道我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我与他们同在的时候，因你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。这是上帝的话。
我刚才读的经文《约翰福音》第十七章记载了主耶稣的祷告。
The passage that we just read, records Jesus' prayer.
我们在主耶稣还没有被捕之前，他来到神的面前向神祷告。
And before Jesus was arrested, he came to before God and prayed.
那首先他为自己祷告。
Firstly, he prayed for himself.
愿父神的荣耀降临到他的身上，
That God's glory may fall upon him,
以致他能够把荣耀归给神，
so that he may give glory to God.
他也祈求神把永生的生命赐给那些相信他的人，
and he wants glory to come to those who believe in him.
同时主耶稣也告诉神，他将要在十字架上完成神的救恩。
And he also will accomplish salvation on the cross.
除此之外，主耶稣也为门徒祷告。
And besides that, Jesus prayed for the disciples.
求神保守洁净他们。
And he asked God to keep them and sanctify them.
然后使他们脱离那恶者。
So that they may able to escape from the evil one.
把从神而来的喜乐赐给他们。
And that they will receive the joy from God.
那主耶稣不仅为自己祷告，为门徒祷告。
And Jesus not only prayed for himself and for the disciples.
然后最后他为将来要成立的教会祷告。
But finally, he prayed for the church that will be established.
啊，他恳求神使教会合而为一。
He asked that God would cause the church to have unity.
以致教会在地上能够彰显神的荣耀。
That the church may reveal God's glory here on earth.
那么圣经里所记载的祷告，没有一个祷告比这个祷告更特殊。
And of all the recorded prayers, nothing is more unique than this one.
那主耶稣的祷告可以说是一个大祭司的祷告。
And Jesus' prayer, you could consider it as a prayer of a high priest.
主耶稣不仅愿意被钉死在十字架上。
Not only was Jesus willing to go to the cross.
成为人的赎罪祭。
To become a propitiation for our sins.
完成了神的救恩。
And to accomplish God's salvation.
他还为自己祷告，为门徒祷告。
But he prayed for himself and prayed for his disciples.
为教会祷告。
And prayed for the church.
主耶稣为教会祷告，我们应当感到很欣慰。
And we ought to be drawn to the fact that Jesus prayed for the church.
因为主耶稣老早已经为教会祷告。
Because Jesus has been praying for the church already.
为我们祷告。
And pray for us.
圣经还告诉我们，主耶稣在天上，在父神的面前为我们代求。
And the Bible also tells us that Jesus continuously pray for us even in heaven.
这个是一个很何等大的一个福分。这位创造天地万物的主宰正在坚固我们。
And the God of heaven and earth is continuously strengthening us.
那主耶稣的祷告，首先他为自己祷告。
And so Jesus' prayers first he prayed for himself.
那根据这段经文所说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了。”愿你的荣耀，你的儿子使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理所有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those who have given him.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经完成了。
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began.
那么在这个祷告词里面，主耶稣提到两个重要的真理。
In this prayer, Jesus mentioned two important truths.
一个就是荣耀，另外是永生。
One is glory and the other one is eternal life.
什么是荣耀呢?
What is glory?
我们可以在这五节经文里面，荣耀这个两个字出现了五次。
We can see from this passage of five verses, the word glory appears five times.
然后荣耀这两个字有很深的含义。
And the word glory has very deep meaning.
那么在主耶稣还没有道成肉身来到这个世界上之前，
And before Jesus became flesh and came to this world.
然后主耶稣享有天上的荣耀。
Jesus enjoyed the glory in heaven.
也就是父神的荣耀。
That is the glory of the Father.
当这位神来到这个世界成为一个人的时候。
And when this God became man.
神因此借着耶稣把他的荣耀彰显出来。
And God, through Jesus revealed his glory.
然后以致相信他的人，圣经告诉我们，他们也可以经历到神的荣耀。
So that those who believe in Jesus may also experience the glory.
我们在约翰福音第一章第十四节这么说。
In John chapter 1 verse 14 it says,
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们当主耶稣把这个水变成酒之后，门徒看到神的荣耀。
And after Jesus turned water into wine, his disciples saw God's glory.
那么圣经还告诉我们说，当时他们相信耶稣。
And the Bible also told us then they believed him.
我们在约翰福音第二章第十一节这么说。
In John chapter 2 verse 11 it says,
啊，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，就是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
啊，这个是主耶稣在地上，圣经记载说行的第一个神迹。
And this is the first recorded miracle that Jesus did on earth.
啊，并且彰显了神的荣耀。
And it revealed his glory.
我们看，在如果我们看这个约翰福音的话。
And if we look at the book of John.
啊，这个荣耀是有进度的。
The glory is progressive.
那么神的荣耀渐渐的在主耶稣所行的神迹彰显出来。
And God's glory was revealed progressively throughout the miracles that Jesus did.
那么当主耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
And when Jesus was nailed to the cross,
埋葬三天后从死里复活过来。
He was buried and on the third day he rose again.
神的荣耀因此完完全全的彰显出来。
God's glory was fully revealed.
主耶稣被钉死在十字架上彰显了神的荣耀。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, he revealed God's glory.
因为不久他将要回到神的荣耀那里去。
Because soon after that, he returned to God's glory.
那么根据约翰福音，相信耶稣的人也能经历到神的荣耀。
And according to the book of John, those who believe in Jesus can also experience God's glory.
那门徒看到主耶稣把这个水变成酒。
The disciples saw Jesus turning water into wine.
因此经历到这个荣耀。
And therefore he experienced the glory.
并且信了耶稣。
And they believed in Jesus.
所以这节经文说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
那么可见信耶稣跟经历神的荣耀是有密切的关系。
So we see that believing Jesus and experience God's glory has close relation.
所以荣耀在主耶稣这个祷告词里面是一个重要的一个主题。
So glory is a theme in Jesus' prayer.
而主耶稣借着他所行的神迹，把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And through the working of miraculous signs, Jesus revealed God's glory.
当主耶稣在十字架上成就神的救恩。
And when Jesus accomplished God's salvation on the cross.
神的荣耀显得更加的明显。
God's glory was revealed even more fully.
从人的角度来看。
From man's perspective.
耶稣被钉死在十字架是一件羞辱的事情。
Jesus being nailed to the cross is a shameful thing.
可是从神的角度来看，
Yet from God's perspective,
却是一件荣耀的事情。
It's a glorious event.
因为神的救恩已经完成了。
Because it accomplishes God's salvation.
神已经把这个救恩赐给那些相信他的人。
And God has given salvation to those who believe in him.
那么主耶稣为自己的祷告第二个主题是永生。
And when Jesus prayed for himself, the other theme is eternal life.
因为主耶稣在十字架上所完成的。
Because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
我们得到神赐给我们的救恩。
We received God's salvation.
也就是这个永生的生命。
And that is eternal life.
永生在约翰福音书里面是一个重要的主题。
Eternal life in the book of John is an important theme.
永生在约翰福音书里面一共提到17次。
And eternal life in the book of John was mentioned 17 times.
约翰福音第三章16节很熟悉的一节经文。
John 3:16, very familiar verse.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
什么是永生？
What is eternal life?
那永生就是约翰福音第十七章第三节所说。
Eternal life is what is mentioned in John 17:3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。这个就是永生。
Now this is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
然后这节经文说，认识这个独一的真神，并且认识这位耶稣基督，啊，这个就是永生。
And so, the scripture says, now this is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
或者我们可以说。永生的生命就是认识这位神和这位耶稣基督。
So in other words, eternal life is to know God and to know Christ.
那么在马太福音第十一章二十七节这么说。
And in Matthew 17:27 it says.
啊，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
我们怎么能够认识这位神?
How can we know the Father?
那主耶稣说，认识神是得到这个永生生命最基本的一个条件。
And Jesus said that to knowthe Father is to know God is the basic criteria for receiving eternal life.
一个人不认识这位神，就没有永生的生命。
If a person does not know God, he does not have eternal life.
如果他要得到这个永生的生命，他必须要认识这位独一的真神。
If he is to receive eternal life, he must know the true God.
当一个人在神的面前认罪悔改的时候
，When a person repents and from his sin before God.
啊，相信耶稣基督。
And believes in Jesus.
从那个时候开始，他就有了这个永生的生命。
And from that point on, he has eternal life.
那么这个永生的生命一直伸延到永恒。
And the eternal life continues through eternity.
一个有了永生生命的人。
A person who has eternal life.
他必须一天比一天。
He must daily.
一年比一年更加的认识这位神
and yearly increase his knowledge of God,
直到他离开这个世界
until he leaves the world.
然后主耶稣除了为自己祷告
and Jesus besides praying for himself,
他也为门徒祷告
he also prays for his disciples.
主耶稣为自己祷告两个重要的主题就是荣耀跟永生
the two maintopics that Jesus prayed for himself was glory and eternal life.
然后他为门徒祷告两个重要的主题就是真理跟生命。
And for his disciples, their truth and life.
门徒因着相信耶稣得到这个永生的生命。
And the disciples, because of through believing in Jesus, they have eternal life.
然后从此以后他们是属于神的人。
And from that point on, they belong to God.
耶稣也把这个道赐给他们。
And Jesus has also given the truth.
借着这个道，耶稣求神使他们合而为一。
And through the word, Jesus prayed that they would have unity.
得到从神而来的喜乐。
that they receive joy from God.
并且脱离这个凶恶。
And that they would, depart from evil.
把自己分别为圣。
And that they would be sanctified.
这个是耶稣为门徒的祷告。
And this is something that Jesus prayed for the disciples.
第一是合而为一。
When they would have unity.
第二是喜乐。
Second joy.
第三是脱离这个凶恶。
And, that they would, depart from evil.
第四呢是分别为圣。
And fourthly, they would be sanctified.
主耶稣知道自己将要离开这个世界到父神那里去。
Jesus knows that he is about to depart and return to the Father.
因此他祈求父神保守这些门徒。
Therefore, he prayed and asked God to protect the disciples.
我从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你应你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合为一，像我们一样。
I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
门徒的合为一是非常重要的。
The disciples' unity is very important.
没有合为一，门徒就不能见证神。
Without unity, there is no witness for God.
不能彰显神的荣耀。
They cannot reveal God's glory.
也不能得到从神而来的喜乐。
They cannot receive the joy from God.
也不能够脱离那个凶恶。
And they cannot escape from evil.
更不能把自己分别为圣。
And they cannot, sanctify themselves.
所以合而为一是耶稣祷告里的一个很重要的一点。
And so unity is a very important thing in God's Jesus' prayer.
所以主耶稣不只对门徒强调这个重点。
So Jesus not only emphasized this point with his disciples.
那对教会他也强调这点。
He also emphasized this point with the church.
所以在20节、21节他说。
So in verses 20 and 21 he says.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also who believe in me through their word, that they may also be one.
正如你在父的我面前，我在里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
Even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
神的道，就是这本圣经。
God's word is the Bible.
除了能够带给我们合而为一，
besides it's bringing us unity.
也叫我们能够心里充满从神而来的喜乐。
It can also give us, joy that's from God.
所以在十三节说，现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说话，这话就是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
我们在约翰福音第十四章，我们看到门徒知道耶稣将要离开他们。
In John chapter 14, the disciples found out that Jesus was about to depart.
所以当时门徒心里面感到很忧愁。
So the disciples were very worried.
所以主耶稣就对他们说，
Then Jesus told them,
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
你们听见我对你们说了，我去，我还要到你们这里来。
You heard that I say to you, I go away and I will come to you.
你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。
If you love me, you will have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
这个喜乐不是从世上而来的。
And this joy is not a joy from the world.
而是从神而来的。
It comes from God.
只有借着神的道，我们可以得到从神而来的喜乐。
It's only through God's word that we can receive the joy that is from God.
在耶利米书第十五章十六节这么说。
And Jeremiah 15:16 it says.
耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语啊，你的道，就当食物赐了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty.
我可见神的话语能够使到我们心中有喜乐。
So we see that God's word can give us joy in our hearts.
神的喜乐不是一时得来的。
And God's joy is not temporary.
这个喜乐不受环境的影响。
And this joy is not influenced by the external environment.
无论在任何的环境之下，这个喜乐不会消失掉。
No matter what circumstances we're in, that joy will not disappear.
所以神的道或者神的话语不仅能够使我们合而为一。
God's word not only can give us unity.
得到从神而来的喜乐。
And that we can receive joy from God.
也能够使我们脱离这个凶恶。
It can also help us to depart from evil.
你们还记得今天早上我们唱那首诗歌吗？
Do you still remember the song that we sang today?
诗篇119篇第十一节。
Psalm 119 verse 11.
我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
这本圣经能够使我们远离罪恶。
This Bible can help us to depart from evil.
D.L. Moody 是一个在很久以前一个很有名的一个位牧师。
D.L. Moody was a very famous evangelist.
在芝加哥的 Moody Bible Institute 是他创办的。
Moody Bible Institute in Chicago was established by him.
那么他在他圣经的封面写作这样的字。
In the cover of his Bible he wrote.
他说 ,This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. 意思就是说这本圣经能使你远离罪恶，或者说这个罪恶使到你远离这本圣经。因此我们要脱离凶恶。
Therefore, we need to depart from evil.
我们必须要每天读这本圣经。
We must read the Bible every day.
昼夜思想神的话语，就好像诗人在诗篇第一篇所说。
And to meditate on God's word day and night, just as it is recorded in Psalm chapter 1.
然后除此之外，神的道也能够使人成圣。
And besides that, God's word could sanctify us.
那么主耶稣在十七节说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是这个真理。
And in verse 17 it says, sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
这个是主耶稣向为门徒的祷告。
This is a prayer that Jesus had for his disciples.
使他们成为圣洁。
So that they may be holy.
借助神的话语，人的生命得到洁净。
And through God's word, men's lives are sanctified.
在十五章第三节说，现在你们因我想讲给你们的道已经洁净了。
And in chapter 15 verse 3 it says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
那么当一个人信耶稣之后，他被分别为圣。
When a person is believing Jesus, he has been separated.
我从今以后，他必须要借着神的道洁净自己。
And after that, he must use God's word to cleanse himself.
远离这个罪恶。
And to depart from evil.
那么最后，主耶稣为教会祷告。
Finally, Jesus prayed for the church.
在教会还没有成立之前，主耶稣已经为教会祷告。
And before the church was established, Jesus already prayed for the church.
换句话说，他已经为世世代代的教会祷告。
In other words, he already prayed for the churches of the coming generation.
包括现今的教会。
Including today's church.
所以当主耶稣为门徒祷告的时候。
And so when Jesus was praying for the disciples.
其中的一个重点就是合而为一。
And one of the important things was unity.
那么同样的，他为到教会祷告的时候，也是合而为一。
And also, so when he was praying for the church, it was also for unity.
那可见合而为一是多么的重要。
So we see that unity is a very important thing.
如果教会没有合而为一，
if church does not have unity,
基督徒就不能够为神做见证。
Christians cannot be witnesses for God.
不能彰显神的荣耀。
They cannot reveal God's glory.
不能经历到神的荣耀。
And they cannot experience God's glory.
也不能够得到从神而来的喜乐。
And they cannot receive the joy from God.
也不能够脱离那个凶恶。
And they cannot depart from evil.
更不能分别为圣。
And they cannot be sanctified.
所以合而为一不只是主耶稣强调。
So unity is not something that Jesus, only Jesus emphasized.
那保罗在以弗所书也特别强调这个合而为一的事情。
Paul in Ephesians also speak of this topic.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然是蒙召，行事为人就当以蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
保罗说，尽你的能力维护这个教会的合而为一。
Paul says, by every effort, keep the unity of the church.
我们做处事为人要谦卑，要温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
And that you, how you conduct yourself, we should be humble, gentle, patient, and bearing with one another in love.
很多时候教会失去这个合而为一，是因为人自我中心那种个性。
And oftentimes the church loses its unity because of our self-centeredness.
把自己看为比别人强。
We consider ourselves as better than others.
只看到别人的短处。
You only see others' weaknesses.
而看不到自己的缺点。
You cannot see your own faults.
那么这么多年来，我观察到教会的状况。
And this many years, I observe the issues in church.
我发觉到其中使到教会失去合而为一的一些因素。
And I see some of the reasons why the church loses its unity.
就是教会里面的信徒讲闲话，在背后说人的。
And it's gossip from the believers.
那如果我们看罗马书第一章的话，
If we look at the book of Romans, chapter 1,
保罗把这个背后说人的列在这个罪恶的当中。
Paul listed gossips among the evils.
雅各书也强调到这个石头所带来那些不良的后果。
James also speaks of the bad consequences from the tongue.
根据什么条件教会要合而为一？
And under what circumstances?Circumstances and requirements should there be unity in church?
那教会必须要合而为一，是根据神的荣耀。
And the unity in the church is based on God's glory.
神已经把这个荣耀赐给我们。
God has given us His glory.
基督徒已经有了神的荣耀在他的里面。
And Christians already have His glory in us.
所以在十七章二十二节，主耶稣说。
So in chapter 17, verse 22.Jesus said,
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
神把这个荣耀赐给我们，目的就是要我们合而为一。
God gave us His glory so that we may be one.
神赐给我们的荣耀，借着我们的行为把它彰显出来。
And the glory that God has given us through our actions, that we can reveal it.
我们的行为将会影响到神的荣耀。
And our actions will impact God's glory.
不是带给神荣耀。
If not bringing glory to God.
就是带给神羞辱。
then we bring shame to God.
当基督徒和睦相处的时候，
when Christians live peacefully with one another,
表现出耶稣基督的爱的时候，
and they exemplify Jesus' love,
那世人将会被吸引到神的面前。
Then the people will be drawn to God.
就如主耶稣在21节所说，
just as what Jesus said in verse 21.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
世人看不到神，
The world cannot see God.
但是他看到基督徒的行为，
But they can see the actions of Christians.
他们所看到的使到他们相信这位真神，
And through what they see, it causes them to believe in the true God.
如果教会合而为一，
If there's unity in the church,
他们经历到神的爱，
They experience God's love.
但是如果他们看到教会纷争结党，
But if they see division, in the church,
互相批评论断，
and criticisms,
那他们就 不会被吸引到神的面前，
they would not be drawn to God.
以致神的名被羞辱，
then God's name will be put to shame.
教会也不能够彰显神的荣耀，
and the church cannot reveal God's glory.
所以从主耶稣这个祷告内容，
so from Jesus, the content of Jesus' prayers,
我们看到神的心意，
we see God's will.
第一就是神的荣耀，
first is God's glory.
第二就是基督徒的圣洁，
second is Christians' holiness.
然后第三就是教会的合一，
and thirdly, the unity of the church.
很明显的，神要教会彰显他的荣耀，
it's very obvious that God wants the church to reveal his glory.
要信徒过一个圣洁的生活，
and he wants the believers to live a holy life.
使到教会能够合而为一，和睦相处，
so that there will be unity in the church and people will live together peacefully.
以致外面的人能够被吸引来到神的面前，
so that others outside will be drawn to God.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts before God and reflect on today's message.
Yes, 是的，教会的合一是非常重要的。
Yes, unity in church is very important.
教会没有合一就不能够为神做见证，
Without unity, we cannot be witnesses for God.
也不能彰显神的荣耀，
We cannot reveal God's glory.
我们也不能够经历到神的荣耀，
We cannot experience God's glory.
让我们听神的话语，
Let us listen to God's word.
顺服神的命令，
Obey God's command.
使教会合而为一，
So that unity in church.
以致世人看到这位真神，
so that the world may see the true God.
被吸引到他的面前，
that they may be drawn before him.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你赐给我们信心。
Please give us faith.
求你赐给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
让我们能够在这个世界上过一个圣洁的生活，
so we may live a holy life here on earth.
以致我们的生命能够彰显神的荣耀，
so our lives may reveal God's glory.
神的名得到高举，
and that God's word may be lifted high.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.